Well, also in the news this week, researchers from University College Cork and McMaster University in Canada have found that the so-called good bacteria, also known as probiotics, don't just affect the digestive tract, they can also affect mood and potentially have an impact on stress and depression. And joining us now to discuss how they've done this work and what they've discovered is Professor Paul Forsyth, and he's at McMaster. Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
So, first of all, what was the question you started out by asking when you were doing this work?
Well, over recent years, there's been a real increase in our understanding of the importance of the normal bacteria in the intestine, the gut microbiota, and how it influences a whole range of physiological systems. And what was particularly interesting in us was evidence emerging that these bacteria could influence the brain and brain development. And so we had been investigating the particular bacteria that we used in this study for some time, and we had demonstrated it could actually alter the activity of nerve cells in the intestine of mice. But what was really interesting, it could actually reduce the perception of pain signals coming from the gut. And we took this as a good indication that it was modifying the communication between the gut and the brain, and we wanted to explore this further and to see if we could actually detect changes in brain neurochemistry and subsequently whether these changes in brain neurochemistry might alter the behaviour of these animals.
So the bacteria that go into the intestine in some way change the chemical environment in the tissue of the intestine, which in turn changes the activity of the nerve cells in the intestine, and you're saying that can be then propagated, or at least you speculated that could be propagated up to the brain and in turn alter neurochemistry in the central nervous system.
That's it. And actually what we demonstrated was that the vagus nerve, which has already been shown to be an important communication system between the gut and the brain, was critical to mediating the signals from the bacteria to the brain. So if there was no signaling going along the vagus nerve, we didn't see the changes in the brain when we fed the bacteria.
So talk us through the experiment. You did this in mice.
We did, yes. So we fed mice with a particular strain of Lactobacillus rhamnosus, and we fed them for 28 days. We then conducted a number of behavioral tests, specifically looking for things like anxiety. And then we looked at the brains of these animals. We initially focused on the GABAergic system in the brain, and so we looked at receptors for the neurotransmitter GABA, and we saw changes in those receptors in the brain.
Which bits of the brain did you look at, and which bits of the brain showed those changes? More critically, were they the bits of the brain that would be consistent with the observed behavioural effects you saw in mood, stress, depression, that kind of thing?
We did. So we focused on the hippocampus and the amygdala. They have both been related to changes in things like depression and anxiety. The changes we saw were consistent with the changes we were getting in behaviour, so a reduction in anxiety-like behaviour.
So how do you know that the link in the chain was gut, nervous system, i.e. vagus nerve, brain? How did you rule out the fact that the animals weren't just feeling better and healthier because they had these bacteria in their guts and that was impacting on their behaviour?
What we actually did is we severed the vagal nerve. So there was now no signalling going from the intestine to the brain through the vagus nerve, and we lost the behavioural effects and lost the changes in the brain chemistry, indicating that the signalling to the vagus was critical. And animals that were fed just broth without the bacteria, they had no changes in their behaviour at all.
So that's pretty encouraging, isn't it? It shows that there is definitely some kind of connection going on via that vagus nerve between the gut and the brain. You only looked at one nerve transmitter chemical. There are many others in the brain. Are you now going to go ahead and say, look at some of the other, what we know are mood-related nerve transmitter chemicals and see if they also get changed?
Exactly. I mean, we focused just on the GABAergic system in this study, but as you say, there is a whole range of neurotransmitters involved. We don't know the extent of the changes caused by feeding this bacteria, and that's definitely something we're actually looking at the moment.
And what about in humans? Is there similar clinical data that it has the same effect when humans consume these bacteria in these yogurt drinks and things?
The studies in humans are very limited and tend to be looking at reducing the anxiety effects or chronic fatigue and things like that, but the studies have been quite small and the data is limited, so we don't really know what the effect of these bacteria would be on humans. And that's obviously something that we want to look at.
And, of course, related to that is what actually are the bacteria doing to have that effect? in the gut itself? And is there some other way of mimicking the effect, i.e. if you ate something different, would that have the same sort of impact on the gut as these bacteria do?
Sure, exactly. I mean, looking at the bacteria itself, so what are the characteristics of that bacteria that allow it to mediate these signals? Is it something to do with the cell wall of the bacteria, or is it a product that that bacteria produces? And then how it transmits this signal to the vagus nerve, does this involve other cells in the gut, immune cells perhaps, or is it a direct effect on the nervous system? And then we're also interested in looking at what's the nature and the change of the signal along the vagus nerve that mediates these anxiolytic-like effects. I mean, it's interesting to note that electrical stimulation of the vagus is actually approved treatment for depression, and so it's quite encouraging that it seems our bacteria is acting on that same signalling pathway.
All right, well, we must leave it there. Thank you, Paul. I think it's very good proof that you are genuinely what you eat. That was Paul Forsyth. He's the Assistant Professor in the Department of Medicine at McMaster University, and he published that study he was discussing this week in the journal PNAS.